You're listening to coverage of the NCAA tournament live from Buffalo Wings and Rings at 68th and O on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We are at Buffalo Wings and Rings here in Lincoln. Hot crowd. I walked around, shook everyone's hand. I said, hey, feel free to cheer. Feel free to boo. They seem to really like to want to boo Creighton right now.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Be interactive. Be have fun. We love a live hot crowd. All right. Next on the bracket, we got the Midwest region. And again, I don't have any idea who SIU is. I did not take the time to look them up. There's nothing but love and respect when I say that. But there's only so much time in a day, so I took Houston over 16-seeded SIU. Gonzaga in Georgia. Again, I grew up 2 hours from Spokane, Washington. Born in Hastings when I was three. My dad's job took me to the state of Washington, so I grew up in Tri-Cities, 2 hours from Spokane, where good old Gonzaga is located, and Georgia's in the SEC. So you know who I picked. All right, Clemson and McNeese. I've seen Final Four brackets with Clemson in the Final Four.
Ooh.
I thought about taking McNeese. They dropped the state years ago, so no longer McNeese State, just McNeese. But I got Clemson moving on. Purdue and High Point, which sounds like a drill that I would run my kids through, so I'm going to go with Purdue. Illinois and Xavier. I love Xavier. Illinois, where the S is silent. I do not have them winning. I got the 11-seeded Xavier winning over Illinois. Troy and Kentucky. Man, you remember when Calipari first got to Kentucky? He won that national title, like, what was that, year two, year three, John Wall, all those number one recruiting classes. It was the one and done, in and out. They were gone. What happened? He's not even there anymore.
No.
Their success just dropped. He's a great coach. He was great at UMass, great early on at Kentucky. I mean, you want to talk about a blue blood in college basketball. When I think of blue bloods, I think of schools like Kansas. I think of North Carolina, Duke, Kentucky, Indiana, UCLA. Who am I missing?
UConn's got an argument
UConn,
now.
UConn, yes.
I
did this the other day, and there was eight that popped into my head. Would Arizona be a blue blood? Kind of, sort of.
Michigan State.
Michigan State. Okay, well, at least we got seven. But Kentucky is a non-debatable one.
Yeah.
They're like top four. Like, if you had to list four, North Carolina, Duke, Kentucky – the fourth could be a little bit of debatable. Maybe Indiana or Kansas probably
Kansas,
would be the fourth. I mean, those four are pretty easy. All right. So I where Kansas is this year, it's kind of a one-year mulligan. Okay, no big deal. But Kentucky's been down for a while. You know what's funny? The SEC used to suck at basketball. It used to be like Arkansas 30 years ago and Kentucky. And then it was Kentucky and everybody else sucked. And now it's like Kentucky doesn't suck, to be clear. I mean, what are they? The three seed.
Yeah.
For Kentucky, that's bad. But in general, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But the rest of the SEC all of a sudden gets better, supposedly. We'll see how this tournament goes. All right, long story short, I took Kentucky over Troy. Who, again, why are all these schools dropping the state? Like, it used to be Colorado Golden Buffaloes, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, all that stuff. It used to be Troy State, McNeese State. Is there something wrong with being called a state? Nebraska State Cornhuskers? No, it doesn't work.
I mean, Omaha wanted to go from UNO to Omaha, so I don't know. Branding, I suppose.
Random thoughts. All right.
Yeah.
Kentucky. All right, let's see. I took Kentucky, UCLA, Utah State. I went with Utah State in this one.
Oh, wow. Picking the upset.
Yeah. UCLA should win this game. UCLA is the better team. But in the tournament, there's going to be upsets, and you try to pick your spots. So the upsets that I have so far, although you told me that North Carolina is favored over Ole Miss. At the time, I thought it was an upset. 11 seed in North Carolina over Ole Miss. All right, let's see. I had Drake over, can't even read my own bracket here, over Missouri. All right, I had Liberty over Oregon. I tried to pick like at least one each region. Oh, I had Vanderbilt over St. Mary's. And in this one, I had Xavier over Illinois, but then I had more upsets than I realized. That's six, if you just go by seeding. Utah State over UCLA. I just feel like they're a really good team. They're underrated, and they can get hot. Mm. I try to find the teams that not just can get hot, but are likely to get hot. I feel like they're likely to get hot. They're going to go out and lose by 30 today, and everything I just said won't mean a word, but that was my logic. And then I have Tennessee over Wofford. All right, who you got in that first round down in the Midwest region, Jake?
Yeah, like you, I don't know who Houston is playing, so I'll go ahead and go with Houston. And then Gonzaga, Georgia, I think it was one of the, I mean, it's the 8-9 matchup, but I do think it's one of the best matchups we have in the first round. Ryan Nimhardt, a former Creighton point guard, leads the nation in assists with 9.8 assists per game with Gonzaga there. Georgia's someone to look out for, though, as well. They're very tall, and they beat Florida and St. John's this year. So I think that's going to be a great game. And look out, Houston in the second round, regardless of who you pick. I got Georgia getting the upset there. Minor upset, like I said, 8-9 there. Clemson and McNeese State. I did pick Clemson. I was thinking about going with McNeese, but their coach just accepted another gig, so he's kind of 1 foot out the door there. I don't know if that works out well for them. I do have Purdue beating High Point. Though, look out, upset watch. Purdue usually is the team that is overshadows you with their big men. Well, High Point does have a 7-footer to go out there. They also have 14 straight wins. Purdue losers of 6 of their last 9, so we could see some momentum carry over into that game. I like Illinois to beat Xavier, though I do thank Xavier for knocking Texas out of the tournament last night. Kentucky, I do like to beat Troy. UCLA, I think, will beat Utah State. You know, I know you made that pick. This is Utah State's third straight tournament with a third straight new coach. So that's that's an achievement in and of itself. Yep. And then I like Tennessee to beat Wofford.
You remember, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, maybe 5 years ago. Virginia was the first ever number one seed to lose to a 16 seed. And then they came back the next year and won the whole freaking thing.
That's right.
Dude, March Madness at its finest. All right, round two matchups. Let's go back to the Southern region. Auburn and Creighton. Let me guess, Jay Skur. You picked Creighton. I love how I just throw that out at you and it's not even true at all. But I deliver it with such confidence. All right, did you take Auburn or did you take Creighton? Who you got, my friend?
I did pick Auburn. I think the winner of this Creighton-Louisville game very well could beat Auburn. Auburn, I think, got a pretty tough road to the Final Four. But they're a heck of a team.
No, when you look at this, I'm like, Houston, I think, has about one of the easiest roads as the number one seed in their bracket. Florida's is very reasonable. I wouldn't call it easy. I also kind of felt like Duke, they got Alabama and Wisconsin. I don't think Wisconsin's the strongest three seed I've ever seen. Mainly Alabama. But you look at Auburn, man. I don't even have them in the Final Four. You got Michigan State. You got, I'm just going to say Carolina because they're winning and they're favored to win again. Michigan, I mean, A&M's talented, not completely disciplined as a basketball team. All right. But I do have Auburn over Creighton. All right. The next matchup, Michigan and our good buddies.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Texas A&M. Who you got, the Fighting Trev Alberts or Michigan?
Well, I actually went with San Diego to beat Michigan, but I do have Texas A&M.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Moving on. Their scouting report's the same as it was last year. Can't shoot, right? And then shot the lights out against us. Very athletic. One of the nation's leaders in rebounding. So I like A&M there.
All right. I took Michigan. I said I had Michigan making a little run here.
I got
Michigan into the Sweet 16 play in Auburn. All right. North Carolina is who I have in this game. I forget who you have, but you'll tell us in a second. Versus Iowa State in my bracket, all right? And I have Iowa State and the North Carolina's dream season, all right? Heading to the Sweet 16. I got Michigan State. I got a mollywop in Marquette. I mean, Marquette's a decent basketball program. I just think, like you said, it's Izzo time. So in my Sweet 16 from the Southern bracket, I've got Auburn versus Michigan, Iowa State versus Michigan State. Well, I didn't realize I had both Michigan schools so far. Okay. Well, that's just awesome. But there you go.
Just going in my bracket, I do think Iowa State will top North Carolina in the second round. I had New Mexico advancing, but I think Michigan State wins. So my Sweet 16 in the South is Auburn, A&M, and Iowa State, Michigan State.
All right, let's go down to the West. Florida and UConn. I mean, I'm just going to tell you, I got Florida making a deep run. So I have Florida over UConn, Memphis and Maryland. Oh, I had Memphis penciled in, and I literally just like erased it and wrote Maryland in because it was a coin toss, and I just went with the Big Ten team. All right, Drake and Texas Tech. I got Drake into the Sweet 16. I got Drake making a bit of a run this year, the 11 seed into the Sweet 16. St. John's is going to give Kansas a very early exit, if I'm correct. We'll see what happens there. So I got St. John's into the Sweet 16 playing Drake. Who you got?
We got Florida and UConn in the second round. I've got a friend that picks UConn, UConn bracket every year. I'm sure he did it again this year. It's a wise decision. But I do think Florida, it does knock down the two-time defending champions out of the tournament. Then I had Colorado State against Maryland. I do like Maryland to move on. I'm a little bit nervous about my Colorado State pick over Memphis because I do think they could beat Maryland in that next round. But I do have Maryland as it is. I have Missouri beating Texas Tech. And then I have St. John's moving on to the Sweet 16 to take on Missouri and beating Kansas.
All right, real quick, some score updates. Louisville, Creighton, they're showing a highlight. But High Point. The drill that I would run is what it sounds like. High Point is tied with Purdue very early on, just 5-5. All right, they're still showing highlights for Louisville and Creighton. Who do you think's ahead? Give me your prediction.
I think Creighton was leading, but the highlights were all about Creighton, so I'm assuming Creighton.
They've gone back and forth several times. Creighton is indeed up by a touchdown, 28-21. All right.
They don't know that terminology in Creighton.
So I apologize, Creighton fans. I deeply apologize. A touchdown is when the offense puts the ball into the opposing team's end zone. And the extra point is when they kick it through the upright. That was not very nice. All right, Duke and Baylor. I've got Duke going on. Liberty and Arizona. Man, I'm not going to lie to you. I wanted to take Liberty. Like, I like trying to find the team that's going to make a deep run. And it could easily be Liberty. I got Arizona going in, but man, it wouldn't shock me if Liberty versus Duke, with the amount of points that those two teams can score and the way they can shoot beyond the arc would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right, BYU, the team that I talked about, the other team, VCU, the entire time, and then pick BYU versus Wisconsin. So I have Wisconsin beating BYU and Vanderbilt and Alabama. Alabama avenges their loss from the football season,
nice.
Eliminate Vanderbilt from the tournament. So in that Sweet 16 side of the bracket, you'll have Duke, Arizona, Wisconsin, Alabama. All right, who you got, Jake?
Yeah, in the East region, I have Duke beating Mississippi State. I do think Liberty gets past Arizona.
Ooh, I like it.
They picked this year for Cinderella. BYU and VCU, like I said, I think those are heck of teams. BYU can make a run. I ultimately went with Wisconsin over BYU. But I'm kind of regretting it now. St. Mary's.
Why? Why? Because I did?
No, it's just, I think BYU could definitely make a run. I'm feeling badgery, I suppose, last time when I filled this out. St. Mary's in Alabama. I do have Alabama moving on.
So when I get to this point in the tournament, I don't necessarily predict who I think's going to win because half the time, like if you look at BYU-Wisconsin, I didn't necessarily pick who I thought was going to win between BYU-Wisconsin. I went back to the first round, and I said, who's most likely to get upset? The first round, I won't even be here. VCU, I almost had them over BYU. So it's not even that I think Wisconsin will beat BYU. It's the fact that I think Wisconsin is more likely to even be in the game than BYU.
Yeah,
so I went with Wisconsin.
I do that too. Same man.
Yeah, that was my logic there. All right, Houston, Gonzaga. I'm going to go with Houston over the Zags down here. Clemson and Purdue. I'm not going to lie to you. I saw a couple brackets with Clemson in the Final Four. That's why I took Clemson over Purdue. I mean, that was the plain and simple reason. Xavier and Kentucky. My goodness, did I want to pick Xavier, but I went with Kentucky. Utah State, Tennessee. I start to get a little bit more the higher seeds. Less and less of the surprises as my bracket goes along, I'm now realizing. I didn't realize that until just now as I'm looking. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 5. I got a 5 seed. Clemson in there. All right. So my matchups in the Midwest region of Sweet 16, Kentucky, Tennessee. By the way, Kentucky beat Tennessee twice this year, even though Tennessee has a significantly better win-loss record. And then I got Houston, Clemson. Who you got there, Jake?
I'll go quickly. We need to go to break soon. I do have Houston passing Georgia. I have Clemson beating Purdue. I think Illinois beats Kentucky. Kentucky has struggled to get to the Sweet 16. That's part of the reason why Coach Cal is now at Arkansas. And I have Tennessee beating UCLA.
All right. My Sweet 16 teams are Auburn, Michigan, Iowa State, Michigan State, Florida, Maryland, Drake, St. John's, Duke, Arizona, Wisconsin, Alabama, Houston, Clemson, Kentucky, Tennessee. Who you got? And then we'll head to break.
In the Sweet 16, I got Auburn, A&M, Iowa State, Michigan State, Florida, Maryland, Missouri, St. John's, Duke and Liberty, Wisconsin, Alabama, Houston, Clemson, and Illinois and Tennessee.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, at the top of the hour, I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show. Maybe I didn't. I just forgot that I mentioned it. Maybe I forgot to mention it, or I forgot that I mentioned it. I don't know. But we're going to talk about four true freshman impact players for the football team. We will come back right after this break, give our final four teams our national champion, and then at the top of the hour, four true freshman impact players for Nebraska football. Don't go anywhere.